David Goldstein, MD, PhD, and NIH National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke researcher, and co-author of more than 600 papers and several books, gave the plenary lecture at the 2025 IACFS-ME conference. Calling himself a catecholic, Goldstein focused on the role that brain neurotransmitters called catecholamines, dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, play in ME-CFS and long COVID. These brain chemicals are involved in the stress or fight-flight response, the autonomic nervous system, movement, mood, pleasure, reward, memory, and more. Lillian Aragawi, a postdoc, assessed catecholamine pathway strength by measuring catecholamine levels in the cerebrospinal fluid of ME-CFS, long COVID, and Parkinson's patients. She found greatly reduced levels of norepinephrine products in ME-CFS and reduced levels in long COVID. Among these three catecholamines, only norepinephrine requires ATP production. The study suggested that low ATP production may be present. That was a bit of a shock, though, as norepinephrine is the main neurotransmitter of the sympathetic nervous system, or SNS, i.e. the fight or flight system we've believed is overactivated. This finding, though, suggests the fight or flight system is actually flailing about. This is because low norepinephrine vesicle levels require more signal to reach them in order for the neuron to respond and emit norepinephrine, or NE. The LC, or locus coeruleus neurons, in ME-CFS and long COVID appear to demonstrate what's called impaired drive. Instead of being a true adrenergic hyperactivity disorder, these diseases appear to have what's called a presynaptic vesicle energy problem. The SNS, or sympathetic nervous system, is activated, all right, but it's also quickly pooping out, a common theme in these diseases. The brain is trying very hard to produce more norepinephrine, high LC, or locus coeruleus firing rate, but it's failing because the vesicles are too low in dopamine. That constant compensatory effort results in high levels of sympathetic noise, but low levels of sympathetic gain. In this scenario, the SNS is not dominating, it's struggling. Recognizing that SNS is trying to get things going, the parasympathetic nervous system is not broken, it's lying low. This pattern of high LC, locus coeruleus, neuron firing, but low production could produce classic ME-CFS long COVID symptoms that leave one overstimulated, overwhelmed, and anxious, wired and tired, and particularly low in energy in the morning. Most of the norepinephrine produced in the brain is produced in the locus coeruleus, LC. Heavily involved in the stress response, the LC is connected to many parts of the brain, including the limbic system and the prefrontal cortex, and plays a role in many issues in post-infectious diseases like ME-CFS and long COVID, such as arousal, the sleep-wake cycle, attention, memory, and neuroplasticity. The brain's immune sentinel, the LC, locus coeruleus, is hit early and hard during an infection. Because the brain needs lots of norepinephrine to produce a fever, activate the immune cells, and in general to produce sickness behavior, the LC gets pushed into overdrive. Flushed with mitochondrial cells that produce many free radicals during energy production, the LC is considered a metabolically fragile organ. Plenty of study evidence has implicated the LC in ME-CFS. Because a chronically stimulated locus coeruleus stops the glymphatic system from detoxifying the brain during sleep, unrefreshing sleep and a toxin-laden brain could result. Microglial and/or mast cell activation is all that's needed to produce a state of chronic self-reinforcing illness. Given the poor brain cleansing and toxin buildup, it only makes sense that intracranial hypertension, high cerebral spinal fluid pressure, could result. Hyperadrenergic POTS, or HPOTS, which is characterized by high blood norepinephrine levels, would seem at first glance not to fit this scenario, but it may actually fit it perfectly. In HPOTS, norepinephrine levels in the vesicles are still low, but the neurons, in an attempt to compensate, are firing so rapidly that norepinephrine spills out of the nerve synapses and into the blood. The paradox. There is a paradox here. Low norepinephrine vesicle levels should make the neurons inert because they require more signal to become activated. When the brain senses more norepinephrine is needed, though, it punches the gas, working the neurons harder and harder. Instead of precisely delivering norepinephrine, they try to pump it out all of the time. They're like a panicked machine gunner who sprays the bushes every time a twig gets snapped. Next up, part two, treatment options. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At the link that you'll see at the end of the text version of the gist, there's an option to donate one time or contribute monthly. Thanks for listening.